At the beginning of lockdown, RNIB looked to provide greater support for blind and partially sighted people. Now, that came in many ways, including extending the hours of their helpline. Well, now numbers have gone up, and one of the biggest questions or inquiries was around access to shopping. Now, we've got a little bit of news to tell you about that. First of all, though, from RNIB, we have with us Jamie Dormandy. These extended hours for the helpline, then, did you really see almost a surge in inquiries?
Yes, we did, Alan, and it's a pleasure to be here. We decided to increase the opening hours for the helpline because we saw about a 15% increase in the first couple of weeks of lockdown in terms of the volume of inquiries, but also the urgency of some of the queries, anxiety about shopping, medication, attending hospital appointments, things like that. So it was those two reasons, really. So to make ourselves available for an extended period of time where over the weekend sometimes queries can't wait, and also to be able to serve more people. The main challenge we faced internally was moving all of our staff to home working. Our IT team did a fantastic job sourcing more laptops at a time where they were in great demand from lots of organizations. But that meant that all of our helpline advisors and sight loss advisors could start working from home. And that meant that they were all able to support this effort to meet this increased demand.
Now, you do mention groceries and shopping was a real concern because visually impaired people were finding it harder. They couldn't really go to the shops as much. They were finding it increasingly difficult to get those accessible slots. And RNIB have worked with supermarkets around the UK and Defra, of course, the government department, to make improvements and ease the situation, make it easier. But the helpline has played a big part in that.
The landscape's changed a bit with social distancing very much applying across the UK. It still is an issue. So from the very start, we've been A, working with local providers of support to make sure that if anyone is in an urgent situation of needing food, we're able to work with others to provide that. So that kind of urgent support has been something that we were really quick to be able to refer into through various local authorities and local volunteering groups. But over time, clearly, there's more than that that's needed, and shopping in a more normal way for the full weekly shop is something that everybody wants to do. And so we've been working with Defra in England and the devolved administrations on putting in place schemes for priority delivery. And we're really happy that we're able to refer into some major supermarkets in England via a scheme that Defra have opened up for people who are struggling to shop regularly for the food that they need.
Now, there are changes, as you say, Jamie, around the UK, but this is a big step forward for people in England. I suppose it's RNIB's helpline acting almost as a triage then to help people access these slots. How does it all work?
Yes, indeed. So anyone who's blind or partially sighted and struggling to access food on a regular basis can contact our helpline on 0303 123 9999. And our advisors will be able to take people through a referral process, which includes a set of eligibility questions, as you'd imagine. But once the referral is complete, they'll be able to make a shopping order online independently and do so on a regular basis.
Fantastic. And they'll get access to those slots if they, as you say, pass that criteria. Is that service up and running now?
It is. There's a choice of supermarkets for people when they come through and speak to us. And in terms of eligibility criteria, like I say, it's anyone who's registered as severely sight impaired or eligible to be registered. So we'll pick up anyone who's pending a CVR, pending registration, and work that through. So there's no concern there. But also, people have to be struggling to access food reliably on a regular basis to make sure that this is offered to the people who need it most.
I'm sure you're probably expecting a flood of inquiries. It is still, as you say earlier, it's still a very hot topic.
Indeed, and we're well set up to handle that. So if anyone listening is eligible based on those criteria, please do give us a call. And for those outside of England, please do give us a call anyway if you're in that situation, because there are other ways in which we can help.
Fantastic. The helpline, of course, is open Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Jamie, just remind us of the number once again.
It's 0303 123 9999.
Jamie Dormandy, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.